All right, Rabbi, say good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up in Eretz Hashem on page 175, right by the bolded paragraph. Va'amnam. So, Va'amnam Mashi Yuchal Lahagbir. Let's just, actually, we read this yesterday, but let's just read it again today. Va'amnam Mashi Yuchal Lahagbir Ha'esorus Ha'esorus. Remember, we're trying to figure out how can one engender within oneself a sense of Zerizos. Bold first, second paragraph, bold paragraph 175. How could one go ahead and engender within oneself a sense of Zerizos? He says, Ha'istaklus burov hatobos sha'kodesh baruchu ose'im ha'adam b'chol is uv'chol sha'ah. This ultimately, again, comes as a result of a person's ability to look at all the good that God has bestowed upon the individual at all times. To contemplate all of the good things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us from the time that we are born until the time that we die. Because the more you could look and contemplate these things, you begin to contemplate and understand the true debt that we owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has done so much good for us. And it's this hakaras atov, it's this gratitude that stems from the recognition of all that God has done for us, that ultimately serves as a catalyst that we should not be lazy and we should not go ahead and take a lackadaisical approach to our avodas Hashem. Ki hari hoyil ve'inu yachal v'adel ligmo lo tovasu yizbarach. L'fachos yodel l'shmo ve'kai mitzosav. Because since there's no real way that I can ever reciprocate all of the good that God has done for me, the way at least I'm able to do so in part is to go ahead and do his mitzvos with a sense of Zerizos. So it's a very, as we said yesterday, it's a very profound idea. So really, what the Ramchal is suggesting is that at least on a basic level, Zerizos stems from gratitude. The Ribono Shel Olam does so much for me, more than I could ever go ahead and ever repay, more than I could ever even truly appreciate. You know, it reminds me, we were speaking, two nights ago I did it in the early Mincha, and then last night we were speaking in the later Mincha about Mizmor L'Soda. Right? Every morning we say in Pesukei Dezimra Mizmor L'Soda. And Mizmor L'Soda is there ultimately instead of the Karban Toda. So the halacha is that if a person was in a dangerous situation and delivered from difficult or dangerous circumstances, there was a special Karban they would bring called the Karban Toda. So today we don't yet have the Beis HaMikdash. So in the absence of the Karban Toda, so we say Mizmor L'Soda. We say Mizmor L'Soda. Okay. So there's an obvious question, which is Mizmor L'Toda, a Karban Toda was only brought, like we said before, if a person was mamish delivered from dangerous or difficult circumstances. If that's the case, is it really appropriate to say it every single day? I think about it logically, to which the Zohar says an amazing Yisod. The Zohar writes, Ein Yom Belo Nes. The Zohar writes, there is no such thing as a day without a miracle. Every single day, there are Karban Toda events that occur. Just more often than not, we're not even aware of them. Those events occur all around us. Those events occur in ways beyond our comprehension, but they happen every day. We just often don't see it. If you think about this on a twofold level, if you think about the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us that we know about, that's one category. And you think about the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us that we don't know about, that's a whole another parsha, right? That's a whole another grouping of things. So right, Ramchal, if I combine all of these things, it's simply overwhelming about all of the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for me. That awareness of all of that good ultimately should go ahead and what? Should serve as a catalyst for my ability to perform HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs, but not just perform them, but ultimately to perform them with a zeal, with an alacrity, with the zrizos. Okay? Omer HaRamchal. So we'll say, so last paragraph on 175. Omer HaRamchal. Therefore the Ramchal writes, Shehez boninos v'estaklus betovos shahashem ose itanu hiemtzai lezrizos. So therefore it turns out that Ramchal says that a contemplation or recognition, a contemplation of all of the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us is in and of itself, it's an emtsoi. It's a mechanism, right? It's a means for his rizos. And why is that? Amarnu, Shabaya bizrizos shekashalo lehispateach. Biglal koach hahergel. So we'll say, we spoke about earlier, a while ago, that part of the reason why Zrizos is so difficult is because it's difficult for us to fully self-actualize, because we get into our rhythms of life. Koach hateva sheba adam shemashir oso b'matzav afar. Because we will say, more often than not, our nature is afar adam. Our nature is not to move. Our nature is not to grow. Our nature is not to change in any significant way. Lochein hashita hi lachapes besoch hateva. Dafka besoch hateva mashu shenuchali azerbo. So we'll say, here's what we know. Now that I know that my nature is to kind of remain stagnant, that my nature is to be Adama, my nature is just to be earth, to remain in place, I need to find something. I need to find something that ultimately, again, is able to help me shake off that Adama and become a Zoris. So it's almost like, you know, in like you're walking, you have a long walk, and you try to focus on some point in the distance that, oh, I could see my destination, or you make in your mind certain landmarks that indicate to you that you're getting closer. So if I know that my teva is Adama, I know that my teva ultimately, again, is to remain in place. And when I say my teva, our teva, well, it is the teva of man. This is the way just HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. So when I know that, I have to focus on something. What is the one thing I could put my mind to that ultimately could help me with Zrizos? Amanu sheba'ofen klali hateva ha'enoshi lo'ohev tircho ma'amatz. But so we spoke about that in general. People don't like effort. Ha'emnucha limtso besoch hateva ha'enoshi mashu tiv'i shehu lo malchuti kimo ha'zrizos shenucha lishtamish bo betur ezer letodas ha'zrizos. As hatechusha shazrizos hilo davar tivi shenimtsa b'makom echad va'ateva b'makom acher ulai kitzas tishtana. So we'll say, what I have to say here's the great challenge. Here's the great challenge. So I need to, on one hand, I need to become zoriz, right? I need to acquire the mid of zrizos. That's on one hand. On the other hand, my natural disposition, the natural disposition of man, is to go ahead and remain in place and not grow. So how could I find something that on one hand will allow me to give this resource, or allow me to acquire this resource, but on the other hand will also recognize that this is an innate challenge for me? So it's very important, Yisod, to say if a person wants to accomplish something, but they have certain challenges that prevent them from, or not that prevent them, but there are obstacles to accomplishment, to ignore those challenges, you'll never get where you want to go. You have to figure out how to accomplish your goals with understanding your challenges. It's like, lahavdil, if a child is dyslexic, and you tell them, listen, here's your homework, read this book, but I'm dyslexic, right? Try hard. You know, this unfortunately was the hallmark of the education system for many years. Now today things are different, thank God. But it doesn't work. Meaning, if you tell the kid to read the book, but he's dyslexic, you tell him to try harder, right? To try harder. Or the kid who, it turns out, has ADD, and you tell the child, sit still, right? So again, you know, it doesn't work because you're asking me to accomplish something and you're not taking into account my challenges. So we can all accomplish great things, I will say, but we only accomplish them if I understand what my challenges are and I figure out how to address my challenges in the course of accomplishing my events. If I try to accomplish, I ignore my challenges, I won't get anywhere. So now here's the challenge. So here's the goal. The goal is resource. I know that's what I want for all the reasons that we discussed before. I know what my challenge is. My challenge is that I am Adama. My challenge is that I really innately, there's a strong part of me that says, please leave me alone. Please leave me alone. I hear this all the time. Please leave me alone. I'm trying so hard. I've done so much. Right? Leave me alone. Now we all contend with that. So on one hand, I have this resource. I have this innate challenge of being Adama. Leave me alone. So how do I go ahead and address that challenge while at the same time going ahead and trying to cultivate this resource? So the Grace says, Ki ulai besoch ateva atzmo yesh eze mashehu she'efshar l'shatef ito p'ula she'yuchal l'sayeya b'tzura tivis. So we'll say, see, here's what the goal would be. The goal would be that just like Adama is part of my nature, and that's why it makes Zerizo so difficult. So the Shaila is there something else in my nature? Is there something else I possess within that could help fuel the quest for Zerizos? So I know that innately I have something that sabotages Zerizos. That's called Adam Adama. Can I find something else within myself that naturally would aid the quest for Zerizos? As Nachon Shebesoch HaTeva Betzura Pshuta Einetia Lizrizu. As Nachon Shebesoch HaTeva Betzura Pshuta In netia lizrizos niruchanis. Because Rabbosai, I understand that at the end of the day, my natural proclivity or inclination is not towards rizos. So also, we're going to stop here for today because we're going to get a few minute head start on the daf. But just understand, this is the tension we're holding at. On one hand, I want this rizos. On the other hand, I recognize my challenges that ultimately undermine that process. So now my question is, can I find another part of my nature that can help combat against the Adama mindset in order to aid me in my quest for Zerizos? And Amir Hashem, we'll go ahead and we'll continue on 176 tomorrow.